Hi, my name's Andrea Westcott, and when I'm not scoffing 9-course tasting menus at Michelin star restaurants, I listen to Spartan Matters.
Hello and welcome to this Christmas special of Spartan Matters as we enter the year end 2015. Firstly, I just want to have a little plug out there. If you've missed any of the podcasts, there's a splendid offer available for all our listeners. You can buy the box set podcasts of every single Spartan Matters recording through 2015. It's available on Amazon from now. It's £19.99. If you enter FVS in the discount code, you will get a very nice 0.5% discount off that £19.99 cost. So please get involved and enjoy that podcast special. Moving on to today's guest. And to use a Christmas analogy, it's a very warm welcome to the man who is at the top of the Christmas tree within the club. It's Mr. Nick Whitcomb, the club chairman. Hello there, Nick.
Hi, Andy.
Nick, it's great to have you in the studio at our remote retreat today. So, Nick, firstly, to all of our many, many listeners, some of who will not actually know much about you, Nick, maybe don't know you at all, just tell us a little bit about yourself, so your family and your work background.
Okay, Andy. Well, I'm married to Jan. I have two daughters, Chloe and Grace, and I live in the local area, Stevenage. I've been running for about 5 to 6 years now. Having joined the club back in 2009, just before I turned 40. That's a very strange midlife crisis. Most people buy a sports car. I took up running.
A bit cheaper.
Absolutely, yes. So I sort of took up running just really to get fitter, really, for health benefits as well.
Yep.
My ambition really was probably to run 5K. That would do me, you know.
Yep.
I had no sort of real aims to actually run marathons or do big things within the club.
Right, so it's really, really progressed for you since 2009.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so as you've been with the club since 2009, you've really got involved. Tell us about the roles you've been involved in as you've progressed through to the top of the tree.
Well, my first role actually was as a coach or leader in running fitness, as you like to call it precisely. And that was sort of encouraged by Katrina when I used to run with the starters, because she wanted runners from that level to actually do some coaching and help with the starter group. Also, at that time, I got approached by Jay Drakeford, who was the captain at the time, to become one of the vice captains, to encourage runners to participate in events who run at that sort of starter group level.
Always nice to get approached by Jay Drakeford.
Absolutely,
yes. I enjoy that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then sort of like during that time, unfortunately, Jay had to step down as captain.
Yeah.
And I got the opportunity to take over him into that role.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed. You know, we had some success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was some great fun as well, being captain.
Yeah.
I've also been chief marshal at many of the events, especially the half marathon. I've also been joint race director at the challenge as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that's my phone going off. And so I've done many activities. I've also been the vice chair, which I got approached by Bev earlier this year.
Mm.
And now I'm in this new role as chair.
So you've really been fast-tracked through the system. I just wonder where it's going to end. Are you going to end up as president of FIFA?
Or maybe the IAAF? Who knows?
Or head of BBC Sport?
Who knows?
The
world's my oyster.
The world is your oyster, yeah. Exciting times. Well, congratulations again on getting that role.
Thank you very much.
So moving away slightly then from the club, can you confirm an urban myth that does exist out there?
Okay.
The subject of racing in the US of A. Did you actually race in the US of A?
Well, as some of your listeners may be switching off now, I did actually run in Texas back in 2012.
In
a half marathon.
Yeah.
Funny enough, how I got the place is that on that day, my niece was getting married. That's why we travelled to America at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed there's a half marathon taking part on the same day, so I actually ran it in the morning.
Yep.
Fantastic atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Lots of the locals shout out, "You're awesome," and high fives on route.
Great job.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Was you there?
No.
And also, so I've run overseas in Edinburgh as well, in the half marathon about three times.
Good stuff. So you are, in effect, an international athlete.
Absolutely, yes.
Great stuff. Okay, thanks for that, Nick. Right, so moving on, we're coming to the end of 2015, heading into a bright new future in 2016. Tell us about your hopes and aspirations for the club going forward next year.
Well, I've got some great ideas that I hope will encourage the club and take it forward going forward, you know, in the future, back in 2016. Mm-hmm. You know, Bev, the previous chair, done a fantastic job in taking the club forward in their tenure over the last 3 years. And I just really thought I'd maybe keep that going.
Yeah, very good point.
You know, the club's in a great positive atmosphere within the club at the moment, you know, and everyone's feeling good at the moment, and just sort of try and keep it. I know I'm sure we'll find some shaky moments during my tenure, but you know, we tried to keep that positive atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that Bev sort of really introduced was the sort of the all-inclusive ethos, where every member is respected and encouraged and feels valued.
Yep.
You know, keep going, whatever ability you are, you know, you're encouraged at the Spartans.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want to try and get some more success back in 2016. You know, in the midweek league, cross country, EVAC. And one of the things this year, obviously, we're in Division One, and it'd be great if we can keep that position. And I'm sure the training plan put together by our head coach and his coaching team, that will really help us.
Yeah, it's a very good point about staying in Division One. Maybe even push on and try and get in the Champions League as well.
Who knows? Yeah, maybe go into Europe.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the club's well known for its events, such as I mentioned the Challenge earlier and the half marathon, among others. I think if we can sort of like build on that, you know, keep promoting them events, get runners from the local area and afar to take part. Now, we run some top quality events and get great feedback. Just keep it going.
Yeah, it's a good point. We put on some fantastic events during the year. So everybody involved in those events has done a fantastic job, and we look forward to doing more of that.
Yeah, and another area which I feel really strongly about is the club's profile. You know, there's lots of other local running clubs, and I think we want to make the Spartans, you know, the number one running club in the area, the go-to club for anyone who's interested in going running. You know, we've got great mediums we use, like social media, we've got the website, we've got the local press, and just word of mouth as well, and keep visibility possibly at park runs. You know, they see the stripes and go, who are they? You know, they know the Spartans, you know, and they'll be accepted here.
Yep.
You know, and if we can encourage new members, it'll certainly make the club be stronger.
Good stuff. Okay, very, very interesting that, Nick. It's great to hear those thoughts. So, moving on, just to cap it all off then, what would be your final message as we move into this festive time of the year, Nick?
Well, firstly, I'd like to wish all the Spartans a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You know, hope you enjoy running with the Spartans in 2016 and going forward and onwards, and I hope you enjoy the ride.
Great stuff. Okay, well, many thanks, Chairman Nick Whitcomb, for joining me on this special Christmas edition of Spartan Matters.
Thank you, Andy.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and join us soon for the very next edition of Spartan Matters.